the morning of the 5th of December, and we walked this morning at Vincent Base Camp to a lot of snow, light, cold snow, and clouds. Wayne and Larry and I got together in our cooktop and had our favorite breakfast, which is Wayne's quesadillas, and drank a lot of coffee. Now I'm standing outside watching it continue to snow. Larry and I are finally getting rested after a very long trip off the Vincent Shin Car, which is our high camp from which we did our attempt on Mount Vincent. On the evening of the 2nd, at about 7:30 p.m., we decided to take off. Visibility had gotten somewhat better, and we took about an hour and a half, 2 hours, to pack up all our frosty cold gear, and we took off to the head wall and began our descent. Three crevasses at the top of the head wall and down to Camp 1 took us a number of hours. We finally got into Camp 1 at about 12:30 a.m. on the 3rd. It took us probably 2 hours to pack up the gear we cached there, including all our refuse and garbage. And then we began the descent back to Vincent Base Camp. It was extremely windy. I got blown over a couple of times as I pulled the heavy sled with my big pack on my back. And I looked back through the mist and see Larry coming strongly behind on the rope. We finally got to Vincent Base at about 6:15 a.m. on the 3rd. And, of course, we've been here since. Now, back at Patriot Hills, where the Aleutian comes in, it's still a bit too windy for the big aircraft to come down from Chile. And of course, it's too cloudy here for the two Twin Otter crews, either of them, to come in. The two Twin Otter crews are Lindsay and Wally from Canada, and also Steve and Amy. Those four pilots are waiting back at Patriot Hills. There's a bunch of us here at Vincent Base that would love to get back from the Aleutian flight back to Chile. But in the meantime, we've got quesadillas and a pretty good life here in the snow at Vincent Base Camp.